Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode 2502 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search. You are listening to or watching OBS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the host of this show, as I have been for almost more than two hands worth, 12 years. The 12th anniversary episode would be on November 20th. It's going to be the 21st that the part two of the top 10 lessons from OBS Job Search Advice Radio will be released. Part one came out this Monday with episode 2500. Again, if you haven't listened or watch it on Spotify, listen to it on the other platforms. It's definitely worth listening. It's a little longer than my normal show in that it's probably about 14, 15 minutes in length. Normally, I'm 5 to 7 minutes tops, except on Fridays where I do a longer form interview. Now, today's show is another one of those tough interview questions that you as a manager might be asked, and that is, how has your management style changed or evolved with experience? Hope you find this helpful. Please give the show a great review wherever you listen to or watch it, and we'll be back in just one moment. How has your management style changed since you became a manager? How has your management style evolved as you got more experience as a manager or as a leader? You know, it's a question that could be asked of someone at a management level and above. And it's the notion that we learn as we develop more experience. Now, the cool thing about this is your answer can really be an honest answer if you take a moment and reflect. So I'm going to shortcut it and simply say the way most people evolve. And the way to answer this question is to smile and say, you know, as a new manager, I was kind of scared. And in being scared, I was really in the weeds with my people much too much. And what I started to learn over time is I was stifling them. I wasn't getting any creativity from them. I wasn't getting any input from them because I was micromanaging them to such a degree they felt that they offered advice, it wouldn't be received. So with coaching and with feedback, I realized this and started to loosen the reins. And what I've come to learn is if I hire well, then I have people who really care and want to do a good job. I don't have to be in the weeds. Now, I just want to be clear. I have to hold people accountable. I have to follow up on things and a lot of obvious stuff that a more experienced manager would know to do in order to ensure that work gets done in a timely way. But the necessity of being involved with every little detail, if I hire well, I've got great people who will take care of a lot of stuff. So again, that's an honest answer, isn't it? So again, smile at the beginning of your answer because it reflects a humanity on your part that is delightful when people see it and receive it. And thus, again, it's an honest answer, which makes it easy. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the site and go exploring. There's just a lot there that'll help you. In addition, you can schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule time for coaching. You know, I do an interview coaching session to prepare people for interviews. That's very, very good. I've gotten great reviews on LinkedIn for my interview coaching. Go to the site, schedule a session with me. I'd love to help. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I forgot, at my website, thebiggamehunter.us, I've got courses, books, and guides that'll help you with job search and more. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.